Today is July 21st, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover Moonshot AI's Kimi K3 launch and the capacity pause that followed it, DeepSeek's new peak and off-peak pricing model against Alibaba's QN 3.8 Max, and why Darius Dale of 42 Macro is calling hyperscaler CapEx reassessment risk as high as it's ever been. Start with a number that should be on every CFO's radar this quarter. Hyperscaler capital expenditure is projected to nearly double from $443 billion in 2025 to $920 billion in 2026, according to Wealthion's Brett Rentmaster. That's not a rounding error in anyone's budget model, and there is no guaranteed pricing stability beyond the current 12 to 24-month backlog. Layer that macro risk on top of what just happened at the model layer, and you get a genuine strategic inflection point, not a headline to skim past. Here's the trigger. Moonshot AI shipped Kimi K3 as the largest openweight model announced to date at 2.8 trillion parameters. Within roughly 48 hours, demand exceeded Moonshot's own forecasts, and the company paused new consumer subscriptions while it scrambles to add GPU capacity. Full weights are expected around July 27th. Read that correctly. This is not a benchmark footnote, it's an operational failure signal. Capability leadership does not equal service level reliability, and a 2.8 trillion parameter model isn't something the vast majority of engineering teams can self-host anyway, open weights or not. The realistic deployment path is API access, with all the capacity risk that implies. Meanwhile, the pricing side of this war is moving just as fast. DeepSeek is preparing V4 with a peak and off-peak billing structure. V4 Pro is reportedly priced around 87 cents per million output tokens off-peak versus $1.74 at peak, and V4 Flash comes in as low as 28 cents per million output tokens off-peak. Compare that to a cited $50 per million output tokens for Claude Fable 5, and the gap is not incremental, it's structural. DeepSeek also claims its V4 Pro Max preview landed within 0.2 percentage points of Claude Opus 4.6 Max on SWE Bench Verified at roughly 1/7 the cost. Treat that specific claim as directional. The source reporting itself flags it as unconfirmed, but directionally, it's consistent with everything else happening this month. Alibaba, for its part, shipped QN 3.8 Max, a 2.4 trillion parameter sparse mixture of experts model, with OpenAI and Anthropic compatible API endpoints and a 90% credit discount during preview. That compatibility detail matters more than the parameter count. It means swapping QN into an existing integration can be a base URL and auth change rather than a rewrite, which collapses the cost of testing it against your incumbent stack to nearly zero. The strategic play for your board is this. Static, single-vendor rate cards are now a liability, not a simplification. A cost model built against one provider's pricing this week can be structurally wrong within weeks. The pragmatic fix is a thin routing layer that treats model selection as a runtime decision, not a build time constant, pin latency sensitive or compliance sensitive workloads to a primary provider with contractual service level agreements, and let batchable, cost sensitive work like evals and synthetic data generation route dynamically to whichever provider has the cheapest off-peak tier that week. This doesn't mean going multi-cloud for everything. For workloads under 15% of total AI spend, the added engineering complexity usually isn't worth it. Above that threshold, per the risk logic Dale lays out, multi-vendor routing should be treated as a required control, not an optional optimization. Now, more importantly, where does actual competitive advantage sit once the model layer becomes commodity infrastructure? Voss, of Varick Agents, speaking on Greg Eisenberg's podcast, makes the case bluntly. With GPT-5, Claude, and Kimi K2 now essentially interchangeable, the differentiation has moved entirely to the deployment layer. He's observed the same standard stack, Cursor, Copilot, Claude Code, across more than 50 client engagements. Everyone has the same tools. What separates outcomes is a three-stage discipline he calls business reality mapping, judgment, and build and deploy. Business reality mapping means on-site discovery of how exceptions actually get handled, not the sanitized SOP version. Judgment means deciding, step by step, whether the right implementation is deterministic code, an LLM call, or a human-in-the-loop approval. His core critique of failed deployments is what he calls token maxing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.